Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. Okay, so Saturday night tonight. Last night was the full moon. Lumpa Samedo gave talk last night. Tomorrow Sunday, Lumpa Samedo will be giving another talk. I'm not going to talk very much. I don't have to say very much. Just a few reflections, and something comes to mind in terms of after the meal today, Lumpa Samedo was answering questions, and one of the things he said was, I've been saying the same thing for years and years and years now. And similar, saying, Lumpa Cha said the same thing for years and years, and it's quite true. Even though there are 45 volumes of the Tripitaka, what the Buddha said, he said the same thing for 45 years as well. Even though there are, different angles and different perspectives and different ways of considering, the Buddha's teaching is actually very, very simple, very straightforward, and of course the problem is that our minds are not simple and our minds are not straightforward. And one of the great tasks that we have in front of us or that we have to pay attention to is how to straighten out our own minds so that it becomes less complicated and less convoluted. And that's really what the teaching and the training is all about. When Lumpa Samedo mentioned about, saying that I've been teaching the same thing for years now, I was thinking of what came to mind is the teaching that Ajahn Mun gave to Ajahn Chah. Because Ajahn Chah spoke about and encouraged people from that place. And the teaching that Ajahn Mun gave to Ajahn Chah that really was very transformational for Lumpa Cha was to be able to learn the difference between the jitta and the aramana of the jitta. So the jitta being the mind, the heart, and then the aramana being the moods of the mind, the objects of the mind. So learning to understand the difference between the mind being that quality which knows and the objects of mind, the moods of the mind being that which is known or that which is objectified, that which is felt, the movements of the mind. Because we tend to end up getting entangled and the complications of our life arise from those objects of mind or moods of the mind. What the mind cranks out in terms of its likes, its dislikes, its views, its opinions, its feelings, its emotions, its preferences. And that's where we build our sense of self. Our sense of self, our sense of who we assume to be self, what we assume to be the I, me, mine position is always out of those moods of the mind. And of course, they're constantly changing, they're constantly arising and passing away. So it's no wonder we're neurotic. We're, we're assuming a selfhood, an identity around things that keep changing. And so then our sense of when we keep identifying with those objects of mind, the moods of the mind, and they keep changing, and then we keep making a new assumption of what we are, what we think we are, what we assume ourselves to be, around those impermanent phenomena, then, well, it gets really tiresome, it gets confusing, because it is confusing. And the way that the Buddha gives us, and certainly the way that Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Chah, Ajahn Sumedho are all pointing to, is to return to the quality of knowing, finding a refuge in this knowing, learning how to be aware, learning how to recognize, letting that quality of knowing stand out, and to not confuse it with what is the object, the mood of the mind. In the classical teachings, the Buddha points to the sort of the very first fetter of awakening, the fetter that binds us to dukkha as identity view, sakkaya ditti, that identifying with any aspect of phenomena. Traditionally, the Buddha always points to the five khandhas, body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vijnana. And these are what we inevitably identify with, we inevitably pick up and hold and cling to as this is who I am, this is me, this is mine, that I, me, and mine position is the foundation of our identification. And whenever we identify with that, we create an identity, this is who I am, whether it's the body and said, I am, you know, all of the different aspects of a body, whether it's old or young, whether it's healthy or unhealthy, whether it's vigorous or not vigorous, whether it's male or female, whether it's large or small, it's just a body. And their bodies arise and cease. And to create an identity around it is a burden. This is where the Buddha, there's a very short discourse where the Buddha said, the Bhālāve Pañca Khandha, the five khandhas are a burden. They're a burden because we identify, they're a burden because we assume a sense of self, they're a burden because we carry them as I, me, and mine. And it isn't as if we need to annihilate it, destroy it, get rid of it. It's just to be able to know it, to not become entangled, and not pick it up as a burden. That picking it up as a burden is what we do. The shift comes when we just stay with the knowing. We're able to stay with the ability of the mind to be aware, to know, to recognize, to see clearly. That's what insight is. It's not nothing that special. And it's not something that is far away, distant, other. It's just that ability to be able to know and see clearly. And the same with feeling, whether it's a pleasant feeling, an unpleasant feeling, or a neutral feeling, that picking it up as a burden, when we have a pleasant feeling, we identify with it, we want more of it, we think that's how it always should be, or we get worried that it's too much, we don't deserve it. All of the complications, and all it is a pleasant feeling. Unpleasant feeling. There's an unpleasant, there's a painful feeling. We pick it up as a burden. We fear it, we dislike it, we try to get rid of it, get away from it. Or we have an unpleasant feeling and we think that's who we really are. You know, there's the, you know, different ways of picking it up. This is who I am. I'm obviously a bad person because I have these unpleasant feelings. And it's just is creating an identity around a feeling, a neutral feeling we just tend to get confused by or spend our time proliferating so that we can distract ourselves out of something that's neutral because we don't quite know what to do with neutral feeling. So that sense of identification, the sakkaya ditti, we pick these aspects of nature up as a self, as a me, as a mine, and they're a burden. Memory, perception, association. It's a function of nature. That's what a mind does. And then we, you know, we identify with it, create a sense of self. Of course, we pick and choose. We have particular memories that we label as good, and we think it should always be there, or we have memories or associations in the mind, perceptions of something that is negative, and then we paint the world like that, and as we assume this is what we are, so that there's these complications. And it isn't, the resolution isn't through trying to not have body, feeling, perceptions, mental formations, or consciousness. It's just recognizing them for what they are. And it's a very beautiful, so I think it's I might have been Sariputta, where he said, talking about the, you know, these five khandhas being a source of dukkha, a source of identification, and a cause for not allowing us to experience awakening. But then when they are seen and understood, then they're a source of great happiness for oneself and happiness for others. In that sense that one that is able to understand these five khandhas and not get trapped in that identification process, then they bring benefits and blessings to oneself and to others. It's a function of nature as well. It's as natural as the deluded mind that brings suffering and misery. So that encouragement to understand, to know, to come back to the and rely on the fundamental ability of the mind to know and see clearly, to not cover it over with the things we pick up as burdens. And when we do that, well, yeah, the path is actually quite simple, straightforward. The purpose of the practice is quite simple and straightforward. And the world is actually very simple and straightforward. It's not a problem. It's not a difficulty. We do need to encourage ourselves to support and rely on this quality of knowing. And that's where just taking Buddha as refuge. Buddha being the one who knows, the one who is awake, one who is bright and, yeah, radiant. And it's a simple quality. And again, one doesn't take a sense of self out of, create a sense of self out of that. It's a function of nature. So those are some short reflections for the evening. We'd had a vigil last night, so we don't have to go on and on. It's simple, straightforward teaching.